Proverbs 12:1 says, "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish." Since becoming a Christian, one thing that has always amazed me is to see people coming to church who have no real interest in listening and learning when the sermon begins. Now, granted, some churches that I attended in my first decade as a Christian provided no real Bible teaching or instruction. I desired instruction, but there was none to be had there. But being immature and thinking that I had a duty to attend church no matter what, and also feeling obligated to stay in a bad church because the people were nice to me and so forth, I understand. I'm not talking about people enduring a so-called sermon when there's no teaching actually taking place. I'm talking about Bible teaching churches, including where I've pastored. The Bible is opened and read. 99 out of 100 messages are expository studies going verse by verse through books. I have the slides with notes archived, and nearly all of those studies are posted online and available for free viewing and listening. So I can demonstrate to anyone that there is substance to our studies. There is much to be learned, and few Christians that I've ever met or known couldn't learn something from each and every one of those studies. Yet, in the 15 years plus that I've been teaching here at BBF, I've seen a regular flow of people who come to church, and when the Bible study begins, they just sit there with a glazed over look in their eyes. You may ask, what else can you do but just sit there during Bible study? My answer is plenty. And I believe it comes down to having the attitude expressed in the first half of this proverb, "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge." First, we should see you opening your Bible and preparing to read along with the text. And the expression on your face should be similar to what we would see if you were about to devour your favorite meal with a fork and knife in hand. Then, just as we would see you cutting your meat and putting your fork to your mouth as you're eating that wonderful meal, chewing and wiping your mouth with a napkin on occasion, we should see the Bible student turning the pages of his or her Bible, highlighting or underlining verses, making other sorts of notes in the margin of your Bible. You should have a notebook of some kind where you take notes, you write down questions or other things for you to look into during your own personal Bible study time at home. In other words, you don't just sit there with a blank stare on your face with drool running down the side of your mouth. If you love instruction, then you will be what my teachers in previous years used to call an active listener. Your mind is engaged. You follow along. You take notes because you love knowledge. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge. Sadly, most professing Christians do not love knowledge. They don't take advantage of our free audio video studies that they could be listening to instead of the mental garbage found on radio, TV, and the internet. They don't use the church library of books and DVDs. They don't send email or texts or social media private messages to their pastor with legitimate questions related to the studies at their local church. Now, I said most. I didn't say all. I'm not naming names. If the shoe fits, wear it. You know who you are. The thing to do is not get mad at me for pointing it out. It's to repent. It's one of the sad realities of the Bible teaching ministry that so many who attend refuse to be instructed. I've even had people ask me how to improve their Bible knowledge or how to better learn from my teaching in particular. But when I describe what needs to be done that you just heard me mention above, they don't listen. Week after week, they come and sit there like a frog on a log, disengaged, fighting sleep, and learning very little. Many times these people claim they just have trouble learning. And when I hear them say that, I stop them, and I try not to be mean or sound snippy, but I tell them the truth. They have no idea whether or not they can learn because they haven't tried yet. And I challenge them again to actively engage in study with us. You know, it takes work. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth."